Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. It is the Build-Up Show. Liverpool take on Chelsea in the FA Cup on Tuesday night. I'm Paul Machen. I'm joined by Chris Pajak, by Georgie Stevens, and by Jack Gill for this one. Yes, Chris, the FA Cup. Do we care more about this now that we can't be invincible?
I don't. I care just the same. I just want Liverpool to beat Chelsea, like I always do, and I always want Liverpool to progress in every cup competition.
For fuck's sake, Chris.
I know.
It's not a post-match interview. Jesus Christ.
Why wouldn't you?
Play, going to beat what's in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. One game at a time. You know what I mean? And this game is Chelsea, and we're going to beat them because we have to. Because I don't care more, no, in answer to your question, Paul. I just want to beat Chelsea because they're fucking Chelsea.
Yeah, I think we always want to beat them. But I think by the care thing, George, and I've not been asked about the FA Cup, to be honest. I've seen it as a bit of fun and a bit of enjoyment. I didn't care what team we put out against Everton as long as it meant we were strong for other areas. But it's two questions. We'll answer it from the Klopp perspective in a minute, but from the fan perspective, do you want to see us take this game more seriously because of the fact that we've just lost, you know, the game of the weekend, and we lost obviously Atletico the week as well?
I genuinely believe that the FA Cup is the most logical cup that you think you should win. If you're the best team in the league, then you should also be the best team in the FA Cup. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying for quite a while that Liverpool need to go for the FA Cup, because I think it's been a while since we've won any sort of meaningful cup in domestically. Never mind the Premier. Like, the last cup was what? The League Cup?
2012.
You said meaningful, though, so further back.
But like, 2006.
But to get, just silverware, and obviously because we've done so well in Europe and things like that, I think people have forgotten that, I would like Liverpool to go for the FA Cup full sense.
I think it's fair. I think lots of people have that. And we talk about a lot about around the Shrewsbury game, Jack, and we talk about whether Klopp was disrespecting the competition. I think the FA Cup's branding is so good that you're always going to end up in a heated debate when you talk about the FA Cup, because it has got such a storied past and it's got such great meaning and what have you. I don't know that Klopp will necessarily. I don't think the weekend will have had a great impact on Klopp's thinking for this match particularly. It might, in terms of he'll look into the whites of the eyes of the players in between, you know, to use the cliches, and decide who is anyone lost their head, or does anyone need to be thrown into this just to give them a physical kick up the arse, literally. But I don't know. For me, I kind of agree. I think Liverpool could do with this game. They could do with winning the FA Cup, and if nothing else, just because I think Pep Guardiola is going to make a big push for this, having already won his League Cup. They'll go and try and get the FA Cup boxed off as well, and
they want to do the treble, don't they?
Well, yeah, but we should be aiming for this kind of thing, really. Yeah. You know, because Liverpool should try and win everything they're in. And I think if this was another lower league side, I don't know that we would, but I wonder whether it being Chelsea means that we naturally have to be a bit more.
Ultimately, after the weekend, we need a reaction. It's what we do need. We weren't just beaten by Watford. We were embarrassed, weren't we, in terms of the performance, everything. We just didn't turn up. And I think the thing is, as well, this isn't just a big opportunity for the first team to react from that defeat. I think it's a big opportunity for players like Curtis Jones to go, like before in the final word you talked about, not having the substitute to come on and you know, change the game in that situation. This is players like Curtis Jones' chance to go, you know what, I am here, you can use me, you know, I was on the bench too. I could come off the bench in a situation like that and change the game. Mm-hmm. And I think tomorrow, like, if he does get another chance from Jurgen Klopp, then it gives us another option.
If you were Klopp, Chris, would the weekend for you have made any had a significant impact?
Yeah, I'd be making them all play again.
The same team.
Oh, absolutely. Every one of them. Pull your finger out, lads. You need to play better than that. If you want a chance to play against Atletico, I need to see a reaction.
Even Dejan Lovren?
No, not Dejan.
I've been putting Matip in.
I've been putting Matip in, yeah. Dejan would be left at home.
My opinion on that as well, with the whole Naby and Gomez thing, is I don't know if they had small fitness issues that Klopp wanted to rest them for Chelsea. I don't know if he had Chelsea in mind, and that's why Lovren started as well. Whether we're going to see Matip and Gomez against Chelsea, the whole sore hip thing with Naby Keita confuses me. Mm-hmm. It seems like an excuse. Like, it doesn't seem like a proper injury. It doesn't seem like enough for a Premier League player to not be able to play a Premier League game.
You don't know how sore it was, don't
we? Yeah, I know. But when you talk about
maybe it needed a plaster.
When you talk about Robertson playing through that pain barrier all season and things like that, a sore hip is.
You've
like,
never had a sore hip, though.
I know. It must be hard.
It's like childbirth.
You know, but players get paid. Think how much he gets paid. How much he gets paid, and for a sore hip. Like, for me, I wonder if he wasn't going to start that game, and Klopp thought we had enough in the squad. You know, we've been saying for the last few weeks that actually our squad's starting to get back now, where Minamino doesn't even guarantee himself in that match day squad. Mm-hmm. So I think it may have been that Klopp thought, you know what, they've got issues, they can start against
Chelsea. I think it's an interesting point, isn't it, that whether it's they couldn't have played, or was it a case of, well, there's no point risking them because you want to make sure they're available for Chelsea? Well, no, obviously, when it comes about.
The last thing you want is Joe Gomez to play and then have to play Lovren for 6 weeks. So, you know,
that's not necessarily. We've had a bit of a laugh about the Lovren thing, obviously doing the final word and what have you. And I know you're saying it with a smile on your face, but it's not even Lovren, it's anyone. The point is, you don't want Joe Gomez out for 6 weeks, because we've already seen, didn't want Jordan Henderson out. We're reeling from losing that. Two of the most composed players on the pitch in recent weeks have been both of them. And there's no sense in risking them. The Keita one is a constant source of bafflement to me. I have no idea what he is, or whether he's just going to be one of them lads, whether he is a, I mentioned it in the final word, whether he's another kind of player who's got that thing of, is he the kind of player who will put himself through the pain barrier?
I hope he does, like the Leeds manager when he was caught spying and was the full presentation. I hope he sits down all the journalists with his full medical history and say, this
look at
is
this.
What's
wrong. Listen to this click. Listen to the click when I move. Yeah, absolutely.
I've been playing through the paper. I've got 6 paper cuts on this finger. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be interested to see, because obviously we don't know who's going to be fit and available exactly for this game right now.
I'll tell you who won't be.
Go on.
Critchley's not going to be managing the squad.
Oh, I know. Well, that's the big thing. That's why we know we're taking it seriously. Critchley's gone. He's been told he's not having this game, and he's gone off to
what
Blackpool.
What a source of news you are, Chris. Yeah.
Critchley's thrown the toys out the pram there and decided to go and manage a professional football team instead. You know what's funny? You thought opportunities and putting people in the shop window. Who knew we were doing that with the manager? Pedro Quiroga still hasn't got a football club.
Has he taken his coaching staff with him, or did he not do that when you're at that level?
Stevie did, didn't he? He took a few bits, took a few with him. Who knows? Right, look, we're going to get into it.
Chris, the new Buvac. That's why we lost.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I guarantee if I was to go back through the comments, if it wasn't before, it will be now. 100%. We don't win this game, it'll be Critchley's fault.
Also, on the FA Cup Brandon thing, I think you were spot on that. Like, they talk about it being the greatest cup competition in the world. Like, it's literally just the top four who win it. Yeah. Like, you go back to 12-13 when Wigan won it, and maybe 2007-2008 the Portsmouth win it, something like that. And you're like, it's just the top four, and yet somehow that branding still exists.
Yeah, because Millwall once got into Europe or something through it or something like that. Yeah. No, it's true. It's because of the BBC. Everyone's got this nostalgic memory of the FA Cup because it's always been there. But it is what it is. Right, we're going to talk about what players we think need to play in this game, what players deserve to play in this game, what players are likely to miss out in a minute. But first, it is the Football Index update. Okay then, Football Index update time. For those of you not aware, the Football Index have challenged me to build a portfolio. They give me £1,000 to do so, and the proceeds are going to be going to a charity of our choice. As ever, things are still in the positive, but they're not quite as positive as we would like. When last they updated on things, we were up about 33-ish, which was down from around the £50 mark, with our truest high point thus far. We have turned the corner once again. It is going back up in the right direction, up to a plus there, £35.19. Over the last 24 hours, it's had a 0.01% increase, which means it's brought in a whole 2p, which is absolutely fantastic. Our 7-day is up as well. Where we're having a little bit of a struggle, I think most of the value has kind of slipped, is in Trent Alexander-Arnold. Bought him in for £6.90. His current value is £6.96, which means obviously we're in a positive with him, but not as much as it has been. I think, you know, when you look at how the likes of Jadon Sancho is performing on the index at the moment, you know, some of the top players, they're going up and up and up and up, whereas Trent seems to have just plateaued a bit and in fact gone a few steps back. And look, considering his performance against Watford at the weekend, that is understandable. I see no reason to throw the baby out with the bathwater on this. I think naturally we know Trent is going to get better and better and better. He's already pretty much the best right back in the world. So yeah, I think we're safe there. Oxlade-Chamberlain's looking okay. Gomez is looking okay. Curtis Jones has been our big win thus far, with the FA Cup game obviously coming. Chelsea, what we're all here for. This is probably my last hurrah on Jones, if I'm perfectly honest. Although, if Liverpool get the league sewn up, probably going to see him get more game time between now and the end of the season. But I'll make the call. I think he's probably going to play in this game, and it's his last chance, his last big chance to shine on a big stage of being the FA Cup. So, yeah, I think what we'll probably do is we'll take what we can from Curtis Jones this week and then move on next. Mohamed Salah and Neymar are the big concerns. I've said it before, it's your fault we've got Neymar. I'm probably going to get rid of him this week. But who should I be bringing in to replace him? Someone like Timo Werner, perhaps, just to kind of spread it out and obviously keep a Liverpool tie. He's done a lot in recent weeks to kind of push himself towards the direction of Liverpool. So, you know, the transfer thing helps to breed a little bit more confidence and grow his price. So yeah, I think that's who I'd like to go for, but let me know in the comment section underneath. But yeah, look, things ticking over nicely. If you want to get involved, please do head over to the Football Index YouTube channel to get more info on how to get involved with the index and what you can do, and there's some, like, you know, tick tricks and tips. Yeah, nailed that, absolutely nailed it. And you can too by heading over there. Other than that, let's get back to the show.
Right, on that, I know I've not been involved in your squad and stuff recently or even at all, Paul, but, like, you're supposed to buy low and sell high, aren't you? Hope you're buying Lovren.
Oh, right, when it's something that's worth nothing. Yeah, the like the collector in me, like, for everyone, it's time to buy Wii games and Lovren if you ever want to make some money. whatever's available at the car boot now is going to be worth a ton in 15 years' time. Deja Lovren, yeah. Absolutely not, by the way. Absolutely not. Because we've only got a short window to actually turn this around.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not. But yeah, do keep your suggestions coming in on all that. On this game then, Jack, obviously you've been doing our Academy channel. Are there any players that you feel absolutely deserve from the under-23s to be involved in this game?
I think, obviously, you got Neco Williams, who I think is probably a certain for this game. I think George has said on the final word that Trent looks like he needs a rest. You know, he's been, for the last few weeks, he's been our go-to man, and it might be catching up with him now, so I think Williams will come in. He's shown every game as well that he's reliable. We can rely on him. Another one is, obviously, Klopp said a few weeks ago about Andy Robertson playing through the pain barrier. So it's whether he gets a rest as well. Adam Lewis coming in at left back, something like that. But it's whether, obviously, it's Chelsea, isn't it? Adam Lewis hasn't played much games this season. It's whether we have to say to Robbo, you know, you'll get your rest in a few weeks when the title looks more done than it is now. But we need you in this sort of game. I think in terms of the midfield, I think Curtis Jones will play. I think he deserves to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as I said before, I think it's a big opportunity for Curtis Jones. There's been a lot the last few days about Todd Cantwell and surrounding that. Personally, I don't think we need Cantwell. I think even if Lallana goes, you've got a ready-made replacement in Curtis Jones there. And it's whether in the front three, whether because of what happened at the weekend, whether we go strong and put out the full front three.
Yeah.
It's whether we go rotation and put, you know, Minamino off the left, Origi in the middle, and have one of the front three, probably Salah or Sadio on the right, or whether you put Harvey Elliott in.
Straight off the bat, without looking at any of the other situations, Georgia, the three names are the names there. It's obviously Nico Williams, it's Curtis Jones, and it's Harvey Elliott. Mm-hmm. And if it was me, going back from my logic, it's always been with the FA Cup, I have no problem. If Jürgen Klopp wants to start all three of them, I have no problem with that. But I do wonder, going back to the conversation at the top of the show, about whether Harvey Elliott's probably the most likely to miss out. I don't think he's really taking his opportunity. Look, he's 16 years old. Yeah. There's no expectation on him to take his chances. Mm-hmm. But he's playing against big senior players. Mm-hmm. He's really good against Everton. He struggled against Shrewsbury. And yeah. I think you're coming up against Chelsea. I wonder whether, when you've got the likes of, you know, it's not like Salah needs a rest.
That's what I mean. I think you see Curtis Jones and you think automatically, yeah, he should be in there, especially with our kind of arguments about the midfield and Oxlade-Chamberlain and things like that. I think he naturally slots into that. The same with Williams. I think he kind of fills that gap in. I do think Harvey Elliott, I think, although he is, we say, like, his age and things like that, I think it's because we see how well he does in terms of the academy games. And, like you see the overhead kick, the kind of on the ball, and he seems leagues above the opposition he's playing
there.
Even
in the limited senior games we've seen him, I think he doesn't actually look like a child. He does hold. He holds his own reasonably well. It's just whether he's...
To start him in that game against Chelsea, whether...
Away from home.
More harm than good.
Although, as an ex-Fulham player, there'll be a certain passion and desire in him to go in. You know, he'll get
I think
dogs
he will
abuse
come
from their
on.
Crowd.
I think he will come on if he isn't starting. I do think he will deserve that if the game goes that way. But I just don't see him starting in that game, no.
I think this is more about the fringe players in our first team squad. So I don't think Harvey Elliott's involved personally. I think he makes the bench or whatever, maybe gets some minutes later on. I think Nico Williams is probably the one and Curtis Jones are probably the two that I would have involved in the game because of who they're covering for as well. For me, it's your likes of your Origis, your Lallanas, your Minaminos that are going to be coming into this game. And even then, I'm not sure that that's the right call. I think if the game's Wednesday, it's the first team. Mm-hmm. But the game being Tuesday, I think it muddies the waters. I actually think what Klopp would have done if the game was Wednesday is play the first team, rotate for Bournemouth, play the first team against Atletico, and give them a full week almost to plan and, you know, no recuperation days in there, just fully focused on Atletico Madrid. And I do wonder whether he's going to do anyway.
Could still take that.
Because I just feel like I think that's the most important thing, is Atletico Madrid here. And I personally play the first team, give them the weekend off, and then have them up and running.
Because this is the thing at the moment, it's all well and good.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Minamino, these guys need games. Minamino could do with playing, But the drop off at the moment from him, any position you put him in is significant because he's just not up to speed with it all. I don't think you can afford to carry too many guys in this because, look, I mean, I actually had Chelsea's team from the last game. They obviously beat Hull City in the FA Cup in the last round, 2-1. They had Azpilicueta, Alonso, Zuma, Tomori as a back four. Kovacic, Barkley, Mount as the midfield. Hudson-Odoi, Pedro, Michy Batshuayi is the front three. So not full strength. But they obviously...
They've got a lot of injuries, Chelsea, and there's a lot of reasons why they wouldn't go full strength in this, but I think they need to arrest the slide down the league table. They've stopped getting points now.
They're young players, though, and I think are a bit all across the team are a bit further along.
Yeah, but they're also jaded from a hard season.
Maybe,
That's the difficult thing for them at the moment, to balance it. And look, you know, they've come up against big teams, Bayern, Man United, Arsenal, not had a win against any of them so far. So I think they're feeling the pressure, just like we're feeling it a little bit at the moment.
It's whether they start to turn that this becomes a big focus for them. Because, you know, and there's a couple of managers I think will do this.
Lampard will know as well. Yeah. If you can get a piece of silver, you learn from the best in that
regard. Buys himself time as well. Mm-hmm. You know, any grumblings go away with that. You know, God knows Wenger bought himself a few extra seasons with a few FA Cups and that. And when you look at how the fixtures are panning out for those other teams, you know, just to skip out what we would normally do, Portsmouth hosting Arsenal, Sheffield Wednesday host Man City, Spurs have got Norwich at home, and United travel to Derby. They're all teams who will be looking at this competition and thinking, you know, apart from City, but even maybe City, every single one of them will be thinking the FA Cup saves our season, really. It adds a real level of shine.
Does Rooney celebrate if he scores against United?
I bet he does, you know.
Top off, new
slide. I hope he fucking does.
Adds a bio.
They're going to all the you scouts bastard chants all of a sudden start getting under his skin for the first time. Fucking little divvy. I think let's work this backwards then, because I think let's start with who needs the game time here.
For me though, I think
for me no.
For me though, I think playing too much of just the string players is a dangerous game. You saw exactly. Against Wolves last season that actually. Players like that don't want games like this. They're not asked.
Well, I mentioned it on the final word about this is a tricky time of the season where the optimism that your fringe players had in November when they're thinking they could break into the team.
Now they know you've lied to them all season long.
Exactly. Now you know the only chance you're in the first team is if someone's injured. But is that enough motivation for this? I hope my hope with this one, and I said this when we were getting through the rounds. Is whether we've said to Lallana and whether we've obviously said to Adrian,
your cup,
the FA Cup's yours. Have we said to Lallana, are there players that we've said this is your competition? And if they are, who are most like, probably Origi. I think Shaqiri was told this, but he's never been fucking fit for any of them. So he's missed that. He's missed his window of opportunity for these games. So I think for me, like, Lallana needs to play.
Yeah.
Minamino needs to play. Origi needs to play. Van Dijk needs to not play, probably. So Matip and Lovren need to play.
Or if Gomez is fit.
Gomez will probably, possibly. But equally, you know, both Matip and Lovren need game time. Because as we've seen, we needed to play Lovren at the weekend. And he's played, what, one game of football, two games of football since December? And he's miles off it. He's better. As much as we've slaughtered Dejan Lovren, he is far better, more consistently than he was at the weekend. He's got that game in him, but he's consistently better than that. Mm. He hasn't. It's been 2 years since we've seen that game from Dejan Lovren.
But to be fair, when he's shit, he's usually consistently shit. So
no, but I don't think I disagree. I don't think you'd have five bad games out of Dejan Lovren. I don't think you see two bad games back to back out of Dejan Lovren. I think name me bad Dejan Lovren performances, and I think you'd
struggle. They're all miles apart.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've got Tottenham. You've got United. They're the two standouts for me. Obviously, you've got. The game at the weekend, I think that was a shock.
Fresh in the mind, like. Yeah.
But in a short period of time, like 2 days afterwards, then I think it's a bit dangerous. We've seen before things go to his head when he's had a bad game and
but
he
also,
sees things online.
Remember, he hooked Lovren against Spurs, and I remember saying that's the last stage of Lovren will play for us. Wasn't. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong. People get me in the comments if I'm wrong on this. I'm pretty sure he played the next game.
He normally has 10 good games and one shocker. Oh, that's what it was. Prior to him sorting his problems out, I just think for me, I wouldn't want to play Lovren in this game. Like, no.
So you play, so let's say Gomez isn't fit.
I'm still playing as close to the first team, personally. If you're asking me what I think Klopp will do, I think he'll play Lovren.
Yeah.
But I'm playing it as close. There's two more games. The two most important games in Liverpool's season right now are Chelsea and Atletico Madrid. That's what you push your squad for. Mm-hmm. The league's shown up. We're winning the league.
Okay.
The league's shown up. We're winning the league. They're the games that you can still get knocked out of competitions in. They're the focus for me right now.
Yeah.
And whether Klopp will admit that or what, or whether anyone agrees with it, that's how I see it.
Yeah.
I see we get four more wins.
Yeah.
It's a given.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I mean? I see that Watford can get four wins between now and the end of the season, and they're fucking down in the relegation zone.
Yeah.
Liverpool are the best team in the country. You're going to get more than four wins. So if you're taking the competition seriously, put a serious side out.
Yeah.
Because you're damn sure he's going to put a serious side out against
and
that.
And you're right, in terms of rhythm, we need to get back into, we play better in the two games a week kind of scenario anyway, and you're right, this becomes potentially, as you say, the Atletico Madrid side. It's just all these things. So the centre-half issue for me, as much as it makes us all wince, Matip and Lovren need to play games of football, and it's whether you want to play them against Bournemouth or you want to play them against this, because there's going to come a time, and it's whether we can win the league or not, it's only going to take another...
My thing is, these games become harder
to win.
I get that fringe players need to get minutes in the legs. I really do. Like, but get the minutes in the legs during a competition that's shown up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not in the competition where you can go out.
Yeah.
You know. So for me, and do you really need to get the minutes in the legs?
No, but the point I'm
because
making...
these lads can come in with having played no football, like, and play. They're not coming back from injury. These lads, they might not be match fit,
yeah.
But Lovren and Matip, you know, they've had enough training now, so that they're at a proper level.
True enough, but they're the only ones I'm making this argument over, is that we've seen no evidence that they're capable of coming back in and being good. They were shocking against Shrewsbury. Matip looked like he'd never played football, let alone run again against West Ham.
It was 5 minutes.
I know, but mate, it was five minutes. He didn't even know how to kick the ball.
Mate, it was back. 5 minutes. He was one of the reasons that we're European champions. He was sensational at the start of this season.
Yeah.
He'll take a game to get up and running.
But when's that game?
Not the one where you can get knocked out, because if he has a shocker, you're out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
Doing in the game where you can't get knocked out of the competition.
Yeah, true. But let's say Joe Gomez is not fit. So you've got the choice.
Just Van Dijk on his own.
Just Van Dijk and Fabinho.
And Harry the Horse.
Van Dijk and play there.
Fucking Hoover's his name, lad.
For God's sake. Keanu was on the bench.
You want to say it like that? Go have a bag of Quavers, lad.
Yeah, bag of Coovers. That's the thing. That's the thing where the debate comes from me, is that we've seen that your centre-half, a centre-half who's all over the place. And in that regard, Lovren at least makes sense, because he's played that game now. He's done that. He's played a 90-minute game.
But then it doesn't make sense because he's just played that game.
Oh, I know. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what it'll be for me, is that Matip's been out even longer. Matip has had the longer injury layoff. And again, Matip did look genuinely... What did he say, 5 minutes or whatever? That he looks a long way away from actually being a footballer based on that, whatever the hell that was that he did against West Ham.
He's going into acting now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Maybe it's for the best. But again, the point is this, is that you might be a situation where, for all we know, Gomez is fine. And Van Dijk and Gomez can just start this game and there's no issue whatsoever. But if Gomez isn't, and if they've decided, maybe it's been predetermined that Van Dijk's just not going to play this game, because it's perfectly reasonable. You know, we've seen that already in cup competitions. Van Dijk doesn't play in the domestic cups for us. That's where he gets his time off. Fills me with a little bit of a cold dread at the moment, but that's the situation.
Look, Klopp has confidence in all of the players, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He knows that if he picks Lovren, he thinks he's a good player. He wouldn't be in the squad, and he wouldn't have used him at the weekend if he didn't think he was a good player.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't think he was the best option. You get things wrong sometimes. Klopp gets things wrong very, very rarely, but he does.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll get it wrong twice on the bounce, personally. Mm. I don't think if he picks Lovren, Lovren has a good game. Mm-hmm. I think if he picks Matip has a good game. Okay. I think we're probably worrying a little bit too much.
It's a different type of game as well, isn't it? Like we said, Lovren in sort of a battle against Troy Deeney is not what you want. Lovren kind of against Chelsea don't spring to mind, like aggression and kind of leaving a foot in and things like that. They're quite a classy kind of side who play decent football, and Lovren against that is a whole different story than Lovren against a Watford side who are fighting for 3 points.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well let me know what are your teams then? What are you going for, Jack? If you had to pick an 11 for this,
Adrian in goal, Neco Williams right back.
Nico, but fine, carry on.
I'd go Matip and Gomez if Gomez is fit. If not, it would have to be Lovren. Although, personally, I'd go with Huey there.
Okay.
Left back, I think it has to be Robertson.
Yeah.
I didn't mention him before, but I think your midfield three.
Pedro.
Pedro, Lallana. And Curtis. And then I think Minamino, Origi, and Sadio.
Okay. Wow. By the amused and baffled noises coming out of you during that, I feel like your team might be slightly different.
I was just laughing at Chris every 2 minutes. probably Adrian, Robertson, again Matip and Gomez if they're fit, if not obviously Lovren and Matip, Williams, I'd say Fabinho just because I feel like we just need to see him in form, Curtis Jones and Lallana, I think he deserves it. I'd say Mane, Origi and Salah I would okay. kind of go full up there.
And you're sure going with exactly the same team.
Is it my team or am I trying to guess what Klopp's doing?
No, what team are you putting up?
I'm putting Adrian, I'm putting Williams, Matip and Gomez, Robertson, Fabinho, Wijnaldum, Oxlade-Chamberlain in the front three.
If we're doing preferred, I'd prefer us to go full strength every game.
Yeah.
But I just think, I get the whole rotation thing. The league is done. But we've just lost to Watford. I don't want back-to-back league defeats. I don't want that. So I think rest players.
I just think we won't know, and this will be borne out one way or the other. Like, but I just think I wonder whether there's been a number of players who've just been told, like I say, that the FA Cup's this, and so there's a number of slots that are pre-filled, and then he kind of decides who else around that needs to be it based on fitness and games. Whatever. Yeah. Van Dijk should be fine to play this game, really, because we've just had a break. Everyone should be fine in order, you know, to play another game of football and what have you. But so I don't know. For me, I agree, Chris. They should just be getting told, right, you dickheads, get back out there and do it right this time. Go and get that out of your system and do it, because he has been known to do that. Klopp is when we think he's going to make wholesale changes and throw the baby out or whatever, he just goes, no, go on, go again. Go and show that one. Go and show that. No. Go and prove all the doubters wrong. Go and show them. But balance that with it being the FA Cup. I could quite easily see it being Matip and Lovren at centre half, either Williams or Keanu Hoover at right back. Therefore, Robbo will play left back. If Milner's fit, he'll come in either at left back or in centre mid just to have someone wear the captain's armband. And Curtis Jones might actually miss out as a result of that. So I think Fabinho, you actually do need Fabinho in the big games against your big opponents in these kind of situations. These are the games he thrives in. So yeah, it probably ends up being, for me, probably Fabinho, Wijnaldum, again, I say if Milner's available, if not, Lallana or Jones. And then either the front three as normal or Origi comes in for one of them. And that'll be take your pick on who's the fittest or whatever after that. But it's going to be fascinating to see what he does. It's taken on a really more interesting slant all of a sudden. It was, for me, I'd have been happy at any point down this to jettison the FA Cup if it meant us securing the league or it meant us securing being Invincibles or Centurions or whatever these things. But right now, fuck it. Let's just try and win as many pieces of silverware as possible. Jack, what's your score prediction?
3-2 win.
Okay. Georgia?
2-0.
I wanted to say 2-1, but I like Jack's prediction of 3-2 win, so I'm going to go with this.
I'll take a 2-1. I think it's going to be a gnarly, gnarly game of football. Like, and it'd be nice if we go full strength. I think they will go maybe slightly under, and I think we beat them, but I don't think we're going to go full strength, which means it'll probably be slightly more of a struggle. So no, if we're going to take it, we'll take it close. I'll take 2-1. Let us know your score predictions. Let us know your preferred 11s in the comments section underneath. Or of course, you can tweet us at the Redmen TV. The Start 11 show will be coming very, very shortly as well. So head over there and check out what Chris thinks Jürgen Klopp is going to do for this one. Yeah, all the best. Other than that, we'll see you all very, very soon. Thank you very much. Ta-da.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.